So, Billy, many, many years ago, when we just started playing together, we did the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and won the Telluride
Bluegrass Festival. I forgot about that, it's been so long.
Yeah. We had the morning set. The very first set of the festival. This is early. They call them for musicians, y'all. I mean, they wanted us there at 9:30 in the morning. Okay, and so Billy and I, we had play muscles together. We were doing some rehearsing the night before. And we rehearsed for hours. And actually, by rehearse, I mean we were mostly just kind of playing. Like you just heard, you know? But we just did that for a long time, all the rehearsal, so it was really fun. And Billy, at the end of it, Pickles.
Maybe you should rehearse a little bit more. What do you call that last number?
Have a nice day.
Yes. So we get done rehearsing, and Billy says, I think they're like go pick in the campgrounds tonight. And I was like, oh, that's such a nice thing to say. Shaded, freaking haggard mandolinist of the world. You know, I'm going like, it's so nice. He wants to go pick in the campground. That's so nice. He's not going to do it. You know, people, that's the kind of thing you do when you're coming up in the festival scene. You pick the campgrounds. And the next morning, I mean, I'm like walking to the main stage of Telluride, and people are like, did you hear Billy Strings went to the campground? Just playing songs with whoever was there. And I was like, the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And I talked to you about it later, and I found it so inspiring. The joy, the musical joy, the joy of all kinds emanating from this man, I find to be at the core of everything. From you, where do you feel like that comes from? Where does this joy spring from?
I think a very big part of it is, the relationship with my father. And he taught me the music, and, when I was a kid, I kind of grew up playing bluegrass, and then I took some different little paths, and I got into Sabbath and some heavy metal and some different stuff along the way. But I really came back to bluegrass because, it's in my heart, and it reminds me of my dad and just being a kid and first learning how to tie my shoes and before I knew anything dirty about the earth,
So it's like just this pure joy of discovering music as a child.
Yeah, I mean, this whole trip, this whole tour I've been on, I kind of took off when I was like 19 years old, and I've been on tour like ever since, just playing gigs every year. And the whole time I've been, calling back home, Dad, you'll never guess who I got to pick with, seldom seen or whatever, not Sam Bush, or I got to introduce my dad to David Grisman and stuff like that. And I remember a time when I was 7 years old, and my dad sat me down specifically, and he would sit me down and play records. But I remember when he showed me Doc and Dog, and it was like, he'd call me from across the house, like, Boomer, get in here and sit down right there. Am I in trouble? And listen to this, and he'd put Doc and Dog on or something like that, Kind of just teach me about music.
But so then you become a figure like that for other people, and you go to the camp, like the people who populate that campground. You are their Doc and Dog. You show up, you give them an opportunity this is a life, once in a lifetime experience.
Like picking fiddle tunes with Billy Strings.
Well, like you were saying, you grew up doing that. I grew up picking in the campgrounds and stuff. A lot of the first festivals I ever went to in my life, we never really made it to the stage to see the acts. You just don't even make it there. Before you can get there, you're by somebody's camper, and somebody pulls out a banjo, and next thing you know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you miss the whole raffle and supper break and everything.
What did you pick with them? Do you remember any tunes specifically?
With my dad?
No, in the campground.
In the campground? With that Telluride.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's been a long time.
Also the hypothermia of picking up a
game. That's true.
Well, I met this dude there, Tom Knowlton, and he plays in this band called the Fretliners.
Okay.
And he kind of came up to me and was like, man, can we sing one? And I was just like, oh, fuck. This is going to be not good. Just, I don't know. I have to, you know. And he made me put my foot in my mouth because we started singing together some old duets. And it was like Del McCurry and Dave Evans mixed. And it was just like, I was like, wow. And I don't know what, like I said, like you were saying, just jaded, you know. And I'm in the campground, everybody's kind of already all over me, and this guy just comes right up to my face and was like, dude, can we please sing one? You know, and I'm just like, yeah, all right. You know, like, how good is this going to be? And then I was just blown away. So then I was like, man, let's sing this one and that one. And we kept on going, and, you know, and I met a, you know, new friend that night. He's a great singer.